it brings me joy to see you this morning. This is Advent, a time of expectation and anticipation. And I have been led to name sermons, which I rarely do. And the sermon title this morning is Joyful Expectation, a joyful expectation. Our scripture this morning comes from Matthew chapter 11, starting at verse 2. Hear these words of the Lord. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Won't you pray with me? Spirit, we ask you to rest. Not just come and show up for a moment, but rest here with your people. Let us have eyes to see, because you are yet showing us great and powerful, miraculous things. Let us have ears to hear, hearts to receive what you are yet saying. We give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen. Amen. Amen and amen. And so many of you may know I'm from New Jersey. I'm a city girl from Newark and moved down to Durham, and that was a big country enough. And then I graduated from Duke Divinity School in 2017. And as a United Methodist pastor, I am part of our itinerant system, in which our bishop sends me. I am sent. And my first appointment was to Eastern North Carolina, to Swansboro United Methodist Church. That is where I was sent. And so I began to pray, because many folks who are from North Carolina told me Eastern North Carolina has a reputation of being racist. Sometimes you act like you don't know, but just look at your skin, you are black. And although I have a heart for reconciliation and have worked with the Center for Reconciliation, made me a little intimidated. You're going to this place, you and your small child, and it is known to be racist. Another little tidbit that folks told me, it also is known to have poisonous snakes. So now I'm going with racism and snakes. This is a lot. So armed with my heart for reconciliation and some snake away that we got from the Home Depot, I went to Swansboro. filled with joy because God was doing something. I was sure of it. When I got there, I was met with mixed emotion. I was the first Black anyone to serve in the church. I came to later find out that a Ku Klux Klan packet of information had come to the church upon me being announced, threatening letter talking about how a Black woman is not supposed to be over a white congregation, let alone that women are not supposed to preach. I found out that Swansboro was a sundown town, and if you don't know about that, that means that it was a town in which Black folks were not supposed to be in after the sun went down. And if you were found there as a Black person, you may be lynched or shot. And this had happened. There had been lynchings and shootings right downtown Swansboro. This is what I was sent to. This is what I saw. In our text this morning, John the Baptist, that charismatic, prophetic preacher, is in jail. He's a political prisoner, and we cannot forget that prophets are known to be seers, the voice crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." The one who said to his own cousin, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." But in our text this morning, we find John in prison, a political prisoner because of his prophetic teaching and preaching. I know a little something about that. He is now asking, "Are you the one? Are you the one? Or are we to wait for another?" Sometimes we will find ourselves questioning, asking these same types of questions. We would have seen some things and been through some things, and now we're asking Jesus. I'm not really sure about this being your follower thing. What does it look like to really follow you? Where are you going to send me? How will I deal with it? Maybe I should be asking another. What I saw when I got to Swansboro wasn't racism, wasn't sexism. It happened to be love. Love embodied, Holy Spirit love, an acceptance of me and my brown baby boy. So much so that this Wednesday I found myself back there on invitation preaching for their Advent series. All I could say to them in recounting this was, all I know about is love. I may have been in prison and in the wilderness myself, but what I saw was acceptance, was love. It wasn't all rosy. There still was Ku Klux Klan members, but what I know to be true is before I even found out about that, three women who loved me made it known and said, "This is not who we are, and we love her and we accept her." That is what I saw. I saw them call my mother in New Jersey and tell him, "You don't have nothing to worry about here," because although there was a Ku Klux Klan letter that came, we got her back. And they called me when I left the church late to make sure I was okay. What I saw was the Holy Spirit move in real time, breaking down dividing walls. And so that's what I know to be true. What do we see? What do we see? I know we see more than impeachment hearings, more than deportations, more than racism and sexism and homophobia. What do we see? Sometimes it is hard. It is hard to see. The wilderness is real. Prisons are real. But I tell you, even in exile, Isaiah said, the wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert even shall rejoice and blossom. And joy and singing shall come out of it. What do we see? Then shall they see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. So strengthen the weak hands and make firm feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. He will come and save you. What do we see? Do we see the Lord in our midst? I've been reminded about what Mary may have known. Y'all know the song. Mary, did you know? We don't know what Mary knew. But I began to ask the Spirit, what did this young teenage girl see? She saw an angel. She heard a promise and she saw a swelling belly. She proclaimed proudly, Israel is going to get a helper. She saw her baby born, do miracles, and die. But she was aware that he rose again. What do we see? What did Peter see? The Spirit poured out on his rabbi. He was anointed to preach the good news, the miracles. The Spirit then was poured out upon all flesh, sons and daughters. The one who betrayed him even prophesied, seers, for such a time as this, what do we see? Matthew asked. Jesus asked, what do we see? In these days and times, I turn on the news. I don't need to see that. You can turn on Facebook and Instagram. Recently, there was a scandal, if you can call it that, an old trope coming back, John MacArthur talking about how women are not supposed to preach, and I am not necessarily a Beth Moore fan, but she's a sister in the ministry, so I'm a fan. And he said that she needs to go home and that women are not supposed to preach. But what I see, what I saw when I went to divinity school was the Spirit pouring upon all flesh. My sisters were definitely prophesying. And if the Holy Spirit has decided that they're good enough to do so, who am I to say otherwise? And then when I looked up, I had the nerve to be prophesying too. What do you see? I constantly stand before you and I tell you it is good to see you, and I hope you don't take it for granted, because I mean it. Because when I look at you, I see every tribe, nation, and tongue singing, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. What do you see? Some of us can see our brother deported, but did you see the people of God come around him and guard him and love on him and give him sanctuary, trying their best to embody the Spirit that takes care of the foreigner in your midst? It doesn't make a difference about an administration. What do you see? I see the inbreaking kingdom of heaven, and I'm full this morning, y'all, because I got some joy, because this King that we serve has not only come, he's coming again. What do you see? He's bringing justice and righteousness, but there's a little bit of it already here. And I know folks who are trying their best to live this good life. But there are those of us who know that we're going to wait on him. And in the meantime, the Holy Spirit, the one who has been poured out, and touch your skin, touch yourself. Is that flesh? It has been poured out on you too. Like John, you may get weary and even find yourself in jail. The stuff that we do, y'all, we may find ourselves in jail. But that's okay, too. You may question, Lord, are you really the one? But then evaluate what you have seen. You have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You have seen God's hand move in radical ways. You have seen love in unexpected places. And that too should bring you joy. It is good, good to see you. Amen. Amen. Amen.